Then there's the Johann Strauss Orchestra of Vienna, conducted by Willy Boskovsky, and music by Franz Lehár, the Gypsy Love Waltz. It's the best kind of love, is the gypsy love.
You bet.
9:31, 15 degrees downtown, going up to a high of 16. And rain is moving into the GTA, and the temperature is going to drop to 7 by this afternoon, -2 overnight, with the possibility of flurries.
Music director and pianist William Shukov and Opera by Request are presenting Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin in concert, sung in Russian.
Ooh.
This Friday night at Crescent School, and next Sunday, November 25th, at College Street United Church. And with us to talk about it is Vilma Indra Vietels and Michel Krobe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Vilma, let's start with you, because you're closest to me. when I think of Eugene Onegin, I think of really the trio of Eugene Onegin, yourself, Tatiana, and Lenski.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that, that really the drama is the core of those three characters?
Yes, though Olga is...
Your sister.
She's my sister, and she has a lot to do with a lot of the drama that happens, because mm-hmm. it's her flirting with Onegin that...
Yeah.
Makes Lenski so angry, and then they end up in a duel.
Tell us about Eugene Onegin. Why do you think Tchaikovsky wrote this opera around him?
Well, I know the Pushkin story is. I think all Russians know this story.
Yeah.
It's very dear to their hearts. I think people can recite it from memory, and in fact, I think he might have had some misgivings about taking such a classic work and setting it to music.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it just resonates with everyone. I mean, it's just such a gorgeous, gorgeous mm-hmm. opera.
And why? Now, it was originally written for soprano, and I thought you were a mezzo-soprano.
Well, I am a mezzo-soprano.
So what's the big deal?
This is a secret soprano.
What's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'd call it, it's my secret soprano role.
So you have secret high notes.
Secret, yes.
Wow,
top
that's going to be exciting.
Now, but actually, I would think a lot of sopranos would find Tatiana on the low side as a soprano role.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, that's interesting, because the role of Olga, your sister,
mm-hmm.
it's extremely low, extremely
yes.
low, and
yes.
very difficult to sing.
Yes, and I sang that, actually, in 2005, I sang that role.
That's and Michelle, you're singing that part.
And
right?
Michelle, you're singing
yes.
that, yeah.
the low part.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I don't see that opera as a trio. I see it as
you don't?
A solo.
And that would be Monsieur Triquet by Tchaikovsky.
Mike Trickett.
That's your.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Now, why do you think they cast you in this role, Michelle?
I don't know, because I'm crazy French, or
that's right. I heard that.
It's a bit of a stretch, really.
Right.
I was
right.
concerned.
Tell us about Monsieur Triquet.
Well, Monsieur Triquet is a. He's a noble Frenchman,
mm-hmm.
and it was very speaking French was very well like seen like in Russia at that time.
Mm-hmm. So it was the language of diplomats.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you at what point in the opera do you appear?
Act two,
and is that at the ball?
Yeah, during the
well,
big
it's a party.
It's
during the big party.
It's a names day party for Tatiana, so he actually sings a song about her to her. Mm-hmm. Much to her embarrassment.
Ah. And you are in love with Eugene Onegin.
Yes.
And he's not in love with you until he returns at the end. Is
yes,
that correct?
That's
but
correct.
You've already married somebody.
I have.
Aha.
Yes.
And you no longer love him, or?
And with who?
Well, I marry Prince, as we like to call Gremlin, but.
Prince Gremlin, right?
Was played that hard by to cast?
My. It was very difficult to cast it with my boyfriend, Peter Weeds.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's true. That's all right.
How'd that work
right.
out?
No. Well, I really think that this production is a coup, because I looking down the
oh,
cast
yeah.
list, the fabulous singers, and it's $20 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Including surtitles.
And you are doing the surtitles, you were just telling
well,
me.
Well, I'm preparing the score for the surtitles.
Mm-hmm.
Bill has a wonderful helper named Luisa who has prepared the file of the surtitles, so I'm preparing the score. For our surtitles operator, Susan Ball.
Boy.
Now, because you're doing it in a smaller venues, do you have to, you imagine you really have to scale back a little bit? Or do you?
Well, you mean vocally?
Yeah, yeah. Like during rehearsals, does anyone go, whoa, buddy?
No.
Or anything like
no,
that.
You sing
no?
out.
Yeah,
no, you have to, yeah.
Sing out, Louise.
Yeah.
Especially
oh,
this
yeah.
size of opera. But don't forget, Mike, it's just piano accompaniment.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that makes mm-hmm. a huge
open
difference.
Open stick, though.
Open stick.
Oh,
ah,
yes.
So the lid's open.
Oh,
a bit.
Yeah.
Right, right. So competition.
That's right.
Now, you guys have a very interesting story to tell. That's a kind of backstory to singing opera. Your opera is your first love and your main career. Or is it now, Michelle? Let's tell us about that.
I would say half enough still. Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
Well, being a contractor. I mean, Vilma and I work together. Been doing renovation for what, four or five years?
I've been with you for 4 years.
Yeah, four years now.
4 years.
That's
but he's been doing it for a long time.
Almost everybody I know in the business has had Michelle do something in their house, build various
I know, I've
things.
Heard, yeah.
And it's all fantastic. And how did you come upon doing this, Vilma?
Well, I was sitting beside Michelle's, at the time, fiancé, or actually girlfriend, Marcia Whitehead, at COC chorus rehearsal, and I was doing stuff in my place and said, you know, I need to learn more about how to do this. And she said, well, you know, Michelle sometimes needs help, so...
I was looking for more helpers back then. And,
so he let me come and work demolishing somebody's attic.
I remember Vilma's first comment was like, well, now I don't know nothing, so I don't know what to do. I said, you'll learn.
Really, no worries. Handed me a hammer, a sledgehammer, and we just started banging.
See, and that's good. That's therapeutic.
But one of the first times I met Vilma, Vilma was telling me about, hey, Jean, I'm doing boxing. You should try boxing. One of the first things
I remember you telling me that. Yeah, yeah.
Boxing. I don't think so. But you were all over it.
Yeah.
You still box?
Not as much, but I still have the gear and I still have a bag.
Still working out.
Yeah.
Michelle, how important do you think it is for someone to have a second career when they're singing opera?
Well, I mean, if you don't need a second career, if you're booked like all the time, singing, it's one thing. But I think eventually, no matter what, you have to prepare your retirement. And you never know when it's going to come as a singer.
Right.
So better be prepared.
Does that mean I'm retired? I'm semi-retired.
No, I started to do it like thinking in that sense, like saying, well, what would I like to do if when I stop singing? And and that's one thing I knew I would like to do.
But so, as a character tenor, you're so busy.
Well, it used to be, but now with the economy, like, and all the programs that each opera company have, you know, young artists, in order to save money, they use more and more young artists
from their ensembles and whatnot. Yeah,
which is good in a way because it will prepare them.
Yes,
but at the same time, it's not as good for us.
Oh, you and I have done several things together, and and every time we've gone on the road, Michelle has always brought an acoustic guitar.
Yes.
And you've just put out a CD of rock music, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
Well, it was like my first passion was playing guitar in rock bands. So like that was my way to keep this passion alive, to, you know, travel with my guitar and just play for myself. But then I was like, I started to write songs with Greg Dahl, that you know.
Yes, wonderful baritone.
Good friend, colleague. So we started to write songs, and we were like, that sounds pretty good. So when I was in Montreal, I talked to a friend of mine, sound engineer, and I said, I would like to record a few songs in your studio, just for fun. And it was really just for myself. And then I discovered that passion. I just fell in love with that feeling, being in a studio and just by yourself, and you're, in a way, you're in charge. It's your music, it's your time, it's your money.
And you wrote it all.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Absolutely. That's amazing. And if you want to get it and are interested in Michelle's CD, you can go just michellecorbet.com.
Absolutely.
Right. And Vilma, you also have a website.
Yes.
The same.
And
Vilma,
a CD.
And a CD. That's fantastic. Well, I want to wish both of you a lot of fun and have a beautiful, in Russian too, how wonderful.
That's beautiful.
It would be to go and see this Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin in the original language. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Well, we've been speaking with Michelle Corbet and Vilma Indravida about Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin. It's going to be performed this Friday night at 7:30 at Crescent School, 2365 Bayview Avenue, and next Sunday, November 25th at 7:30 at College Street United Church. Tickets are $20 at the door.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.